call the meeting to order at 9:00. November 8th, Selectmen. Purpose to set the tax rate. Okay.
You gonna do the pledge or no?
Yes, we probably should. We'll start with the pledge, sorry. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And roll call.
Carlton Robie.
Boyd Chivers.
Brian Brock.
Susan Young.
Donna Becker.
So according to that, we saved 3 cents from what you asked of me.
Yeah. That was off a little bit.
That ain't much to be off.
Well, there isn't much of a decision to make here, is there?
No. No, with the new fund balance policy, what's in the unreserved fund balance and then needing to keep 15% of the operating budgets for the town, the school, and the county tax, there wouldn't be anything left over to apply to apply. To the tax rate anyway.
No, we're not even at the 15%.
Yeah. Correct.
What are we?
Well,
yeah,
is it empty?
No.
Is it a public meeting?
Yes.
Sure.
Of course it is. We should probably turn the lights on. You can come down and listen.
I just want to hear the official.
Could I ask you one thing?
Yep.
Do you know offhand, did the county go up at all?
From last year, I am not sure of last year's figure. I don't have that in front of me. I can go pull the bill really quick if you want.
No, I just wondered about the local education and state education, if our portion went up on that or not. But
I can pull last year.
It doesn't make any difference.
Okay.
I don't need it for this meeting, but just
curious.
Did
the school district return money?
Yes, they returned.
Three.
Let's see.
What page are you on here?
They returned $288,674. And their revenue and credits were $390,243. So on page 2 under education, that first line that says net local school appropriations,
yep.
They take the actual appropriations and they actually subtract that to know what the tax burden is for the school. So that's automatically calculated in.
I see. That's how they work that into
yes.
there.
Yeah.
So they take their revenue and then their
revenue,
surplus.
Yep.
I see. Subtract it from what they need, and that gives you this number.
Yep.
Right,
what the budget was for the year. Yep. Operating budget and warrant articles, if there are any.
I see.
So the DRA handles that directly.
So we don't see any cash from the school.
Correct. It just brings down the what needs to be appropriated.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a misconception that a
yeah.
lot of people have. They think they return money back
right.
to the town,
yeah,
and they don't. We just don't give them that amount.
It's taken me a while to figure out these
it's
forms.
Very,
wow, this is a tough one. Right?
It's complicated. Yeah. It's more that goes
But now with the web portal, I have access to the school's DRA reports, so I can see where the numbers are coming from at least.
Because at the budget committee, we were told 325, I believe it was.
What's
from the school, but maybe they did some after they were audited. Maybe it's a little
it could be
bit different.
Yeah.
So that's done directly.
Yeah.
The state does that directly.
Yes.
So the only way they can still encumber money if they choose to, if they've got a.
I'm sure they can.
Okay.
Yep. Plus, their year is different than ours.
Correct. Yeah.
Which makes it
makes
a little,
it a little
more tricky.
Difficult. Yeah.
They go from
July to June.
Yeah.
Can you explain why the state education tax is calculated on a different valuation than all the other taxes?
One has to do, one is with
utilities
and one is not, and that's just the way they set it up.
Okay.
I mean, I'd have to ask the DRA what their reasoning was. But
all right. So is that the value of the utilities in this town?
It must be, yeah.
$8 million or so? Okay. That's your only.
Yeah.
Okay.
This, the intent of increasing our fund balance, unreserved fund balance was, or reserve fund balance was to be able to put that $375,000 that was coming.
Right.
From a sale of purchase, sale of land. And we haven't received that check, so this number here doesn't.
Doesn't reflect that, right?
Doesn't reflect
correct.
That. That is
correct.
Just what, between the school budget and the town budget and the revenue of what we did not spend.
Right.
That increase of about 300 and something thousand over the 11.5% that we were maintaining.
Correct.
So it still leaves the availability to do that and
no.
stay within the 15%?
No, that's
percent?
We're maxed out. That's about what we put in here.
Well,
yeah.
We are maxed out?
That's
I
about
thought,
what
I
we,
you
that's
we
about
were.
The...
No, if with that's the new fund balance policy, if you take the school budget, the town budget, and the county tax
yep.
and say, this is how much, what's that times 15%, our unreserved fund balance is a little a bit shy of that. So it doesn't leave us anything to put against the tax rate.
No.
There isn't.
Right. That's what I mean. But it doesn't leave us any room in there to save it either.
No. This number here, the intent was...
What page are you across?
The bottom, the last page. A reserve fund balance. The intent
okay.
of increasing the fund balance, from in my perspective, was from 11.5 to 15%.
Mm-hmm.
If that $375,000 came to us and we showed as revenue this year, we could put it in the fund balance and have a chance to ask the people what they wanted to do with it.
Right.
Okay.
This way here, when that check comes next year, if you maintain this fund balance of this amount, there's no room left.
I see.
This number here, we went from 2.2 million to 2.6. If you add up all the numbers, that's about what we have that the school didn't spend, the town didn't spend, and excess revenue, about 400,000, that if we hadn't increased the fund balance, we would put towards the tax rate, lowering the tax rate.
Right.
About 400.
It would have really shown up next year.
Well, that's
because
how we
yeah.
usually
right.
do it, though.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just
it
saying.
Shows
it
shows up this year,
been.
We go from a $22 tax
right.
rate or a 20.
It was 24.
So we cut the tax rate by $5. This is for your information. You ought to cut the tax rate by $6 this year, and because it's going to start to go back up.
Correct.
You justify that this year by cutting the tax rate
right.
$4, $5, $6 by reval. That's what makes
correct.
This increase happen.
Right.
We don't want to come in next year at 25.
No, but
you
it's going
mean?
To start to go. It won't. But it'll start to go back up.
Yeah.
But there's no room. In our reserve fund balance,
for that 375.
For that 300, and next year it'll count towards revenue, and you'll have
help
to,
that way.
So
and you'd use it to offset the taxes
right.
next year, and you wouldn't have it available. The money's.
So what's your recommendation?
I wouldn't have. I didn't think our intent was to borrow from this anyway to lower the tax rate, since it's going to be a little bit lower.
Well,
I didn't think the board's intent.
We weren't. The intent was to leave the
right.
reserve fund balance at 11.5%,
right.
go to 15% if we got that check as
I
revenue.
See.
That was my
I see.
Perspective on the
yeah.
whole situation.
I see.
Yeah.
But see, we changed it, and now we're going to get the check later.
Yeah, but we.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. We discussed that last year at this time. That the policy says shall and may.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the intent was, and my intent was always to, if the policy said 11.5%, was to maintain 11.5. Never go below that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I like to save money, and I would, like last year, tried to increase it last year and have more cash on hand, but it didn't go that way. We went with 11.5%. We changed the policy 2 weeks ago to 15%.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to maintain 15%. We have to maintain 5. 5% is what
right.
I recommend that we spend the difference on the tax rate this year. And next year, if that when that check comes and it's towards revenue,
I see.
You put that check in here and you're going to have the same amount next year $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in excesses funds
right.
that were appropriated. People said yes to appropriate them, but we don't need to. The school, the town, and new revenue. That's what I say.
So if we go from...
Donna would have to figure the number really quick.
But it looks like we're currently at 14.85.
Right. That's what
so we're almost there. We're almost to the 15.
But Carlton wants to take it down right now.
Donna's budget. What's the budget, Donna? How much money do we need to appropriate? Well, what is the budget? Total budget? 9 million?
Yep, 9.6.
Well, I thought we got to count the other, the couple hundred million, the 200, two more million, right? 11 million something? Well, are we down to $9 million?
According to their calculations, because they've already taken off for what the school...
9.6.
Right.
Correct.
So 9.6 times 11.5. Oh, you didn't bring
it. I didn't bring a calculator.
I'm going to round off the numbers at 9.6 million.
Okay.
1,104,000. And then take the 1,600,000 that you got on this page and subtract it.
Yeah. From 500,000.
You're at 550,000. And if you add up all these numbers that we didn't have to appropriate, that's what that would come out to. I think the number's right here, 477,000. No, that says tax. But anyway, that's how it's supposed to work. And then you would take that 500,000 and apply it to the tax rate.
Yep.
And be done with it. That was the whole intent.
I apologize for being late.
No, I explained.
No, that's
no, fine. But what I'm saying is, you're saying we get the check next year. Is that for the sale of that property, is what
yeah.
you're saying?
We're going to get the check this year. Mm-hmm. But being right here at this time in the season, we weren't sure to count it as revenue for this year or let it roll over till
next year.
And that's, if we had the check in our hand right now, today,
yeah,
if the check had came, it would be revenue.
Right.
And we would be using it against...
The tax
front, we'd bring that number up from 14.85 to 15%, right. And we'd have $325,000 to apply to the tax rate, right. Approximately.
But I'll be honest, I prefer it this way.
Which way?
The way that it is now, keeping it with at the 19.01 for the tax rate. Without, I prefer not having the 375 in this year.
It isn't going to be.
That's no, I know it's not in this year, and that's good as far as I'm concerned.
That's why we spent an extra day to get this right.
So that's. So what do we need to do at this point?
That's what I'd do, Donna. That's what I would suggest.
You Donna, do it. Submit a calculator.
You do whatever you want to do. But that's what I would suggest.
So you're suggesting applying some of the unreserved fund balance to bring this tax rate down?
No, that's what...
Okay, I'm just asking.
That was always. That always was the intent of what I proposed.
I'm not sure I'm in agreement on that. Why you don't feel it's okay to keep it at the 1901 that it's currently
at?
Oh,
it's perfect. It just isn't...
And then we could save that money...
It isn't what the plan was.
But then we could save.
I explained to you 2 weeks ago.
But then that money we could save. Hopefully, the voters would put it in the capital reserve fund.
That's the intent.
Right.
Yeah, and we can do that for March if we want, and then come next tax season, it'll already be taken care of. That's why the only reason why we increased the fund balance, on the reserve fund balance, from 11.5 to 15%. So we had a little bit of time to work with that. Money, revenue that came from a sale of property. That's the only reason. The rest of it is irrelevant. Brian spoke about the check for $37,000 that he'd like to have done the same thing that I'm talking about with, and there's no reason why you can't do that now that you have a little leeway in the reserve fund balance. You can add that $40,000 and not put it all towards the tax rate.
Right.
But as it sits, is it in here?
Yes.
Yes.
So I guess in my opinion...
That 39 is in here?
Yeah.
That money is reducing the taxes this year.
You understand, Blake?
I hear you.
So if you want to do that, that's what I would suggest we do. Donna, it takes 5 minutes, you can call up there, they'll set the rate, correct?
I just have to go in and if we're going to take some fund balance money, plug that number in and come up with the new rate.
Right.
Do you think that's necessary?
Yeah.
For the 40 grand? I'm saying it appears like the tax rate is not going to be, I think people's taxes are going to remain level or go down a bit as it sits.
Some may go up a little, some may go down a little, but it's not going to be.
Well, I figured it out and mine drops like $100.
Yeah.
But I'm saying,
based on the new value.
You can figure the evaluation, what was the value, 28% higher, total evaluation? 28% at $19, the tax rate is 20.
It's still less.
It's 20%.
Yeah, but it's actually,
less.
The tax bills are going to be just a scotch less.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, some people.
The actual money.
Some
I don't know. I think most everybody went up. So
if the valuation goes up 28% and the tax rate only goes down 20, some people
8%.
Are going to pay more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some are going to pay less.
Yeah.
And that's part of the pickup.
But
that's
I do know from our experiences the last couple of days, calling DRA and having them fix it is not a quick...
No, this is something that I can do on the computer.
You can do it yourself.
Because
this DRA has been...
Yeah.
Well, I guess that the $40,000 is not going to make a huge difference.
No.
But I did feel that that was a good opportunity to save that money to be able to use it later. Because I do have a couple ideas of what I'd like to use it for.
No. I'm sorry, I apologize again.
No,
that $40,000 isn't in this, I thought you said it was in this tax, or it's reducing taxes
is,
this
I
year.
I believe so,
yes.
Because we can't do what Carlton did.
We can. We got a lot of options here right now, still.
Right, no,
we have options.
Because we don't have to go to the 15%.
I think if she goes
And this 19 is you're talking it could go lower than 19 is
yes.
What you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we got about $500,000. I think I just said 550. She'll do the math; it'll come out exact. If you put 100 grand onto the reserve fund balance, 100,000, increase it by 100, whatever her number comes out to be. Take the 400,000, reduce the tax rate; it'll be about another $1,000.
Right.
Get that done now, this year.
Okay.
Because it's never going to go down again.
No.
Okay.
No, this you're right, because of the rebound and everything, the opportunity is
never
going to
go down again.
Yeah. Right.
But in my opinion, it's already reasonable.
Oh, it
and,
is.
And
but
if,
he's trying to protect that.
But
money.
Nobody knows what reasonable
doing.
Is, Susan.
Well, I understand what you're saying. No, let me just explain where I'm coming from. This is, when I say reasonable, I don't believe there'll be a big jump in taxes. Now, we are looking at... For the town budget alone, I haven't seen the school yet, we're looking at a 3% increase. My thought is either keep that 40 or put it towards next year, because if we're looking at a 3% increase just for the town, next year, like you said, it never goes down, it's going to jump again. So if you need to take the 40 over there, no. I can understand moving it to next year.
Like I think what Colin is suggesting is if we do this, and that way we are increasing the budget a slight amount, but we're also going to have money next year to offset that. So whatever the difference is in the tax rate, it's not going to be as great.
You're right.
Right, but if we put it in capital reserve, it's not going to be...
Reserve fund balance.
I mean...
That's what it goes in today. To get it out of there, we have to vote on it.
Correct.
We have to ask the people.
And that's a whole different ballgame.
And then, but at least we have it in a place
correct.
Where we don't have to appropriate the money.
I agree.
We can ask the people to spend their money that they've already saved.
I agree.
If you got it, say, let's spend the money that we already have, that you own, that you have,
mm-hmm.
or do you want to appropriate it, they're going to say, well, yeah, we got it. It was never out of their pocket to begin with.
Correct.
Just like the sale of that land. That's not cash that they paid.
Correct.
It came to us as revenue. We can ask them, do you want to spend it on this?
I agree.
I agree that was our intent, to put that 39 and that 375 protect it.
So all we have to do is take the 39 out of here because the 375 isn't in here.
No. She knows what to do. She can do it. It'll take her 10 minutes. Right, Donna?
I guess.
She knows what to do.
Well, she's saying, Donna, is your intent to take the 39 out of this?
Yeah, it's going to be out.
Yeah. Right.
Let me go get my...
Yeah, let's give
pretty
her a minute
simple.
To...
It's very simple.
Right. So what... This 1901 here, we're looking at, it could be a little less than that.
Could
right?
drop, yeah, it could drop a little. Half
about a dollar. Whatever.
About a dollar, okay. So,
maybe a dollar.
About a dollar.
I don't think...
Yeah. What's the difference if the tax rate is $24 last year or 18 this year or 19? No, nobody knows the worst for wear. And we're somewhat educated.
They're going to look at their tax bill, you're right, and it says I owe $100 more than last year or $100 less than last year. That's what they're going to look at.
That's right. That's how it works. You know?
Because they're already confused about their valuation going up, and they're scared to death that, holy shit, that means my taxes are going to go up $400, $500, $600.
Yeah.
And if it goes down $100, they're going to say, oh, that was awesome.
So I think so there's not a big jump next year. I don't understand why we're not leaving it at the 19 instead of trying to lower it to 18.
Because we're going to have the flexibility next year of applying that 375 if we choose to.
Right.
Right. But if they choose to put in a capital reserve fund,
it's still going to be a vote of the town. It's going to be a vote of the town, though, to do that.
To get it out of this fund,
correct,
it has
correct.
To go into something if by the vote of the
correct.
People.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
I just
good.
Would. I guess I'd rather keep this at a fairly stable rate as far as people's tax bills, because we know next year our town budget that we're proposing is up 3% or whatever. I'm not even sure what it's up now, but at least 3%. So if we keep this at the 19 instead of lowering it to 18, and then next year it just goes up a little bit more. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, that ain't how it works, though, Susan. That's not how it works.
Right, I don't know what I'm getting wrong. Because I know it's not $40,000 we're talking about. And the $375 isn't in here anyway.
It isn't in there.
Right.
No. The $450,000, $500,000 is, like I said, it's all the money that we didn't need to appropriate.
Right.
What the school turned back and increased in revenues.
Okay.
And that $40,000 is in that.
Right. I know
that
it's in here.
That was an increase of revenues. If we had the $375,000 two
that
weeks ago,
right.
that would be in
yes.
here.
I understand that.
And that's how it works.
Right.
So, and we're in limbo right here. From $24 tax rate down to whatever we set it at today. And then
correct.
Start fresh for the next 5 years. Some years you're going to have increases. Some years you're going to have decreases. If you spend more money... or appropriate more money, it costs you more in taxes. It's that simple.
So to do what you're proposing, what motion would you be making?
Donna's going to go do it.
Well, no, I'm saying, because I'm not sure Donna knows.
She knows. You take the...
Well, do you want to go back to 11.5%?
Well, he wants to increase it a little bit with that $40,000, which he can do, you know.
So what's the
percentage? This is going to be Trump.
I don't know what he wants to do. Right now, I talked to him this morning. He's busy. He's on today.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, I'm in the meeting right now, so I'll call you back.
I don't. I would apply the number that Mr. Brock wants to put in. You know, if we take the whatever the 11.5% is, which I said 1.1 million, right?
1.282.
Yeah. Plus add the $40,000 of revenue that we wanted to save out.
Yep.
To that number.
Yep.
And use that on the reserve fund balance.
413 or whatever.
Subtract that from the total.
I'll do it for you.
So.
Is that exactly 40,000, Brian? I thought it was 39.
No, it's 39.
Yeah, just round. You can.
We don't round anything off here, Brian.
We don't.
Do you have a question, Brian?
No, we.
What you're proposing
IRS,
is that reserve fund balance bringing it to 15%, right?
That's what we changed the policy to.
Right.
Right now, but that wasn't the intent of why we changed it.
To absorb the other.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Right.
So
what you're saying is
we're at the 15%. Is if we have an over amount, that should go back to affect this
tax rate. Yeah.
Okay. That's.
But we're going back to the 11.5%.
Correct.
Oh, you're going back.
We don't have the cash.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. So you're going back to 11.5. Okay, and then we're receiving the cash next
It'll
year.
Count towards next year's
revenue.
Right. But right now we're at 14.85. If we don't touch a thing, we're already at 14.85.
Yeah. Right.
So we're almost to the 15.
Right, that's why he wants to pull it back. Because
pull the 39.
Correct.
And that's it?
No.
He wants to roll it back to 11.5.
Figure 11.5%.
Give me a moment, please.
Johnny, you got it. You need silence, dear?
No. I just wanted to let you know that I pulled out my MS-4, which is the estimated revenues. Because
right.
I started trying to remember what I did with that, the municipal aid.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is not in here.
Okay.
It is not part of the estimated revenues because... I had gotten the impression that it was going to be spent on something, so it's not in there.
Even with that not there, we're at 14.7%.
Yeah.
So if we go back to the 11.5, we're still going to be turning back $300,000.
I don't think we should go back. Correct? Why should we go back to the 11.5?
So we have a place to put that money next year.
Right.
But the policy says at least or whatever.
No, the least is 5. Max is 15.
No, look, I'll get the policy.
Yes, it is.
I think
a minimum is 5, but the 15 is the max.
I don't think so.
You're right. Because you know what? Because if it goes way down this year, next year, you're going to have a hard time. Okay? This is a good place to start.
This is a good place to do that. Then start over on the next revale fight. I can't. I try. I fight. I try. I'm done. I can't do it no more.
He's got my calculator.
You're gonna.
Okay. And my reading comprehension, that's one thing I'm pretty good at. The town shall work towards maintaining an undesignated fund balance of at least, not a maximum, of at least. It used to say 11.5, it's now going to say 15. So we can go to 18, 20, 25.
No, DRA says no more than 17%.
So it could go to 17.
You can't hold on.
But it says at least. That's what you guys were missing at the last meeting.
No, it wasn't. Not at all, Susan. I understood completely I was trying to accomplish.
That's going to be actually.
If we do that.
So we can go above the 15.
We don't want to go above the 15%.
I'm not saying we do, but I'm saying we are able to legally, according to our policy.
Well, according to state, is what you're saying, 17 is set by the state.
Can I just summarize this based on math? Okay. Right now, we're retaining $1,656,000, which is 14.85% of our operating budget.
Right.
Carlton wants to reduce that to 11.5% instead of 14.85%, which is still within the DRA range, which would require us to set aside $1,286,772, okay? That's $369,302 less than what we already have. If we take $369,000 and divide it by our assessed valuation, we come up with 72 cents. That's how much the tax rate can go down. The tax rate is determined to be $19.01. You subtract that 72 cents, and this morning we would set the tax rate at $18.29. We'd still have 11.5% in our fund balance, which leaves adequate room for that $375,000. It's going to come in long after this is all the dust is settled here, okay? And then next year, we could propose a warrant article that they could spend $375,000 that's sitting in the fund balance in excess of what we need on whatever the town, whatever's in that warrant article, and the people can be assured that that will go towards a capital reserve for that purchase.
Right.
It's a pretty good plan.
It was.
It's an excellent plan. And it's got, and the people get an additional 72-cent break in their taxes this year.
But I don't think they need it this year. I think they're going to need it next year because we haven't even seen the school budget.
Okay.
That's my feeling.
Okay.
Because our budget is up 3%. If it goes through, our town budget by itself is up 3% if it goes through. We have not seen the school.
Yeah, that's a legitimate concern.
So I'm saying I think they're getting a break this year, keeping it at this amount. And next year, I think we're going to have to go into this unreserved fund balance to get the taxes to keep an even keel. But that's just my opinion. But
you don't do that. That isn't what the intent is of this. Is the intent is to set a policy, maintain that amount, and then if you have excess of them funds, then you use them to reduce the tax rate.
Right.
So that's what we should be doing right now.
And we will
next. And I think I spoke at the meeting 2 weeks ago. The only reason we're doing this, and that you people can come back here next year and lower the policy again before you set tax time, if you're concerned about what you're talking about next year, you can come back and reset the policy. The only reason we did that, and I said that specifically, is to protect that $375,000 for one season.
And I understand that. I'm not confused. No, just because I don't agree doesn't mean that I'm confused about what the situation is. No, it doesn't. I think I know what's going on. I'm just saying, I don't think this tax rate as it stands is unreasonable for anybody this year. Next year, if you look at the capital improvement plans and all of that are projected to be done next year, whether it's at the town level or the school, I think you're going to find a jump, and I think that's when we're going to need the money to give back to the taxpayers. But go ahead.
If that's the case, we shouldn't even propose a warrant article to spend that $375,000 this year. If there's going to be a big increase in the school next year,
well,
because both of them could pass.
Exactly, and I think what will happen is when we get the school budget, we know what the town is up about 3%. We don't even have the courier. We don't even have the warrant articles.
Right.
Our budget itself for the town, the operating budget, is up at least 3%. We don't have Courier Road, whatever's going to happen there. We don't have any. We don't have the CYA. We don't have anybody yet, and it's up 3%. I think when the school comes in, not next Tuesday, it might be next Tuesday or whenever it is, or next Monday or in 2 Mondays, when the school presents their budget, if that goes up 3%, what might happen is the taxpayers in March might say, okay, we have this $375, let's take half of it to offset, we don't approve,
Can't do that. The taxpayers can't do that without a warrant article.
That's what I'm saying. They might vote the warrant article up or down, depending on what these budgets are going to. I wish I knew the school budget, I guess.
No, I mean, can I speak on that for a minute? The school really isn't, our job as selectmen is the town affairs, not so much the schools. The school is a separate budget. The school board and the SAU promotes that budget, and the people vote on that separately. It isn't all combined, but we have to pay for it over here.
Right.
Yeah, $2 million over here, $7 million over there. But we have to pay for it. But it really doesn't affect the town side of what we're trying to accomplish.
We have no control over their
as
numbers.
As far as the people. However, we don't have control how they vote, and we don't have control of how they
spend.
But we do have control over the unreserved balance.
You're right.
Correct.
To
but that's
provide
our,
relief
that's,
to our that's, taxpayers.
That's
what we're
balance
doing.
That we create.
That's what we're trying to do.
Not that the school. All right, I got a couple of questions. Susan, you read that, and you say what you're saying is we have to go by the 15.
No,
it says
at least, and then now instead of 11.4, at least 15% of the general fund's annual balance, okay? It cannot, the DRA recommends that it remain between 5 and 10, and the government finance officers recommends between 8 and 17. So I don't know if recommend means you can't go above 17. I'm not sure what recommend means. Do you guys know?
Well, yeah, recommend. Well, look, we're right in that sweet spot. Now. We're in the sweet
right.
spot.
Right, so why don't we leave it alone? Why are we doing anything?
Just because.
Well, I think then based on what the action we did this year, we could reverse that for this year and go back to the 11.5 as a policy.
That's what he said.
Right?
At the meeting 2 weeks ago.
Right, we went to the 15, but and things somehow, didn't turn out the way we hoped.
Somehow the wording got changed. The only reason we did that is in case it...
Correct.
Right. And the wording got changed because it used to say, shall maintain.
Right.
Now somebody changed the wording in the
this
policy.
Is the same policy that we've had.
Is it worthwhile to change our policy back to the 11.5?
We can't do that.
We
today.
Can't do that. No.
Yeah,
it's not on the agenda, so.
That should be it.
Yeah.
Well, then how are we going to accomplish it today unless we...
We can't. She just read it. We don't have to maintain 15%. We can maintain within that thing. It's,
right. I agree, but shouldn't we formally adopt a policy that...
Well, that was the intent of adopting a policy in case the money came in. You missed... If you listen to the minutes or read the minutes from what transpired 2 weeks ago, I think you could comprehend what we were trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
I think Brian understands.
I know what you're trying to accomplish. As long as we're not going against our policy, rolling it back to the 11.5.
We're not going against
Why don't we keep this? We're almost at 15. Keep it for this year. Then, I mean, at another meeting, we can lower it. We can lower it in January. We can lower it in February.
You can't lower in January. Taxes bills are going out in December.
Right, right. But I'm saying the policy itself. If you want to do that, I'm saying we're almost at the 15%. Why don't we?
No, my point is
we've almost achieved our goal.
We're not violating our policy.
No,
that we
I don't think
if
you're.
We go back to the 11.5.
And look at the wording. Recommends.
Correct?
Recommends.
Okay.
You know, shall because work
of the intent.
Toward.
Just like I said, there was an intent to what we did 2 weeks
right.
ago.
There was a reason
was a
for going to the
and
15.
That didn't come to tuition.
Right.
So,
is that acceptable over there, Donna? Do you understand?
Donna understands.
Do whatever you want me to do.
Yeah, simple.
Well, as long as we're not violating the policy in any state regs, I mean, I'm fine with going back to 11.5.
No, the state calculates what they want us to maintain, they
mm-hmm.
have a different formula.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is actually in here.
Yeah.
So as long as you're keeping, legally, I think as long as you're keeping within their guidelines,
right.
And I think our guidelines gives you a high and a low.
Correct.
It does.
So,
it does.
So I don't think the policy says you have to maintain 15%.
No.
Correct.
Shall
work towards. I understand
towards.
That.
We'll work
shall
towards.
Work
so
towards.
So you do have some... You know, you
have
some wiggle room there.
Yeah. I'm fine with going back to the 11.5 then for this year, because my whole support for going to 15 was to save that $375.
I just think, and my opinion is the opposite, I think they have tax relief this year. I think they're going to need it next year.
Okay.
I'd rather save that money.
Just to be clear, there's no tax relief. There's no tax relief because we spent more money this year than we did last year.
Yes.
So the people's taxes are going up. They just don't know it. If you spend more money, you increase the taxes. There's no way around changing that.
With the reassessing of the town, that has helped alleviate that.
No, the taxes are higher than they were last year.
In some cases,
we need to appropriate more money this year than we did last year.
Right.
Yeah.
How are our revenues? They're up.
But we still spent more money than our
revenues.
Right,
but our revenues were up too. So
certainly.
That
that's and that's why we increased the fund balance in case our revenues came up that check
by the
for
370,
and we didn't want that to happen, and it didn't happen.
Right.
So we need to use this money here, as would have happened if I hadn't brought that to the meeting 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Wouldn't even be having a discussion.
Correct.
But anyway.
If that money wasn't even available or an issue to talk about, we'd have still been at the 11.5.
Right.
We'd be rolling this back.
We'd be
at the 18.29.
I just tried to safeguard
Correct.
Us, the town, the taxpayers.
Let no good deed go unpunished.
Yeah, and it never does.
We got ahead of our skis, that's all, last time. But that's fine.
But we're okay.
We got ahead of our skis, who did?
We did, the last time by changing it.
Yeah, we're okay though, we're okay.
We were anticipating that we were going to get it, so it wasn't getting ahead of ourselves, we were just trying to plan.
The skis were behind us.
Just a strategic move.
My opinion.
So I like it. I want to go to the 11.5, roll it back to the 18.29.
Well, you can make a motion, but I'll.
Let's wait confirmation from Donna.
No, I can't. I don't know how to find the drives in the new operating system.
Oh, boy. Back to school we are.
But you understand why I don't.
Oh, I do, Susan. Okay. Absolutely.
I just think next year.
But now you're saying 3% increase in the budget, but that's based on guesstimates of revenues. We don't have any idea what our revenue. We could be higher than 3%. We could be lower.
The state's already set their budget. I don't think our state.
No, I'm saying our anticipated revenues.
I don't think our state aid, anything from the state is going to be any
anything
higher.
From the state, but our revenues cannot be accurately counted for next year.
No, but I guess I'd err on the.
So we can either be 3% higher, we could be higher than 3%, or we could be lower than 3%. We don't know.
And I guess.
All of this is the best plan that we can put together and numbers that we can come up with at the time.
Right, but I don't think
none
you understand
is
that I don't think this year is the year they need tax relief by taking. Why don't we save that additional and we'll have it next year and then.
It's a good argument, but you know, I still go back to the fact that we wouldn't even be having this discussion if that 375 wasn't an issue.
Right.
We'd have still been at 11.5.
I agree with that.
We'd be saying, okay, the tax rate's going to be 18.72 or 18.29.
Exactly.
But my other fear.
We'd have been gone 10 minutes ago.
My other fear is next year.
Town cabin.
Exactly.
my other fear is next year there's an election, and you might find, depending on what happens, the bottom might drop out of the whole economy. I'd rather save this money to be prepared or hopefully be prepared or in a better position next
year. And that's certainly your
prerogative,
your
yes.
Your choice, yeah.
So based on our policy for fund balance, adding up the appropriations and doing the 11.5%, holding on to 11.5%, we would have $250,099 to apply to the tax rate.
Perfect.
And I can tell you what the new rate would be if you wanted.
Please.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We're going to have how much to apply to the tax rate?
$250,099.
So it's a little different than yours.
Yeah,
right?
It is a little. Yeah.
So probably about 1850,
1870, something like that. I don't know. And I understand what you're saying. I just, in one hand,
oh, yeah.
You're saying you want to save money. You like to save money. And now you're spending it when we could save it for next year.
This is the people's money right here. This money that we're talking about spending right now is the people's money. That they appropriated, but they don't need to spend.
That's right.
That money that we're going to receive from revenue from a sale of property that they had no investment in is just cash that's coming in.
Yeah.
That
I know
if
how
we
it
spend
works.
It on a tax rate, and then, as you say, the taxes increase go up, then you got to appropriate that money to do something.
No, in good faith, that's what we're supposed to do, is apply that.
You're right.
That fund balance to the tax rate.
That's right. So the reduction this year would be 49 cents. What's that?
1852
would be.
Yes, huh?
Right there.
Huh?
Yeah.
1850. I said 1850, 1870.
She's waiting. And I'm using a calculator.
And you're
I can't
using
come
a calculator.
Closer.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm not going to. I mean, we don't need to debate unless somebody else wants to add something.
I think we've,
but we can take. I'll take a motion, but I will want to go on record as.
I move we set the tax rate at $18.52 a thousand. Reduction of 49 cents a thousand from DRA's recommendation.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I'm opposed.
Russ?
Both sides, but it's, you know.
Well, sir, you had a good argument. I understand.
I hope it turns out the way some people think it's going to.
You can't always plan for what if.
No, that's.
No, but I think that's why we have savings accounts, or some of us do.
But we used to always criticize the school, Susan, when they would hang on to hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of turning it back.
What was that number I sent you about a month ago on the tax rate?
They can't hang on to it.
You know what I'm saying?
It was 17? 17, 87.
There was many discussions years past that instead of turning it back to taxes.
Well, they try to spend, yeah, it's a different, I don't think we're trying to spend it, I think we're trying to save it.
No, that's kind of how I did it too, but I put a little more science in there.
Oh, yeah, are we all set, gentlemen? I'll take a motion.
Wait a minute, Donna gets some.
No, I just wanted to know if you were done.
Not a problem.
We're done? Do you want, move for adjournment?
Yeah.
A move to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So where's that 39 out there?